Friends, in earlier chapters, we have discussed about the banking evolution in the country as well as internationally. Similarly, we have seen the types of the branches which are functioning in the country, their classification, their functions, and how they are classified into particular type of environment. Now, we have come to the stage that how these banks are running, how these banks put the people in place to run the business. And the majority of you know that the branch manager is responsible, or he may be a face of the bank who is sitting in the branch location. Sometimes we understand that the person who is sitting inside the cabin, he doesn't have any worries, or he is the happiest person in the world. But fact is not like that. What is the fact? He, being a branch manager, has to carry out various responsibility of the bank, particularly the respective branch, and execute the transaction and satisfy the customers who are approaching them, who are approaching in the branch. You will feel that the task, though it looks like a very simple, it's a very difficult. Therefore, most of the banks trains the branch managers and give them the training how to run the branch. In this chapter, we will start when any employee of the bank or any outsider of the bank is appointed as a branch manager to run the branch. This chapter specifically devised to understand the reaction and the fate of being a branch manager, bank branch manager. So, as soon as you are appointed as a branch manager, what are the responsibilities you will have? What are the targets you have to achieve? How you satisfy the management of the bank? All these issues will be discussed in this particular chapter. But remember, this is not the end of the discussion as a branch manager. We cannot classify at what moment what things are required to face by the branch manager. Therefore, we have tried to sum up the responsibilities and understanding of the role of the branch manager, bank branch manager. So let us discuss this. The objective of this particular chapter is to be familiar with when a bank appointed as a branch manager to you, understand the roles and functions of the branch manager, interface of the branch manager with immediate superiors, past branch managers, and the departmental heads at controlling offices, depending upon how the structure or layout of the particular bank, and to acquaint with, number one, the profile of the staff which is working in the branch, then past and latest audit report about the branch, that he has to be very much comfortable about the performance of the bank branch, and to know about the past performance of the branch where he is going to take a charge. So all these are the issues, or all these are the points needs to be considered by the branch manager when he is taking a position as a branch manager of particular bank or particular branch. Once some bank officers are becomes the branch managers and they keep on performing well, they kept on being appointed as a branch manager of different branches from time to time. You know, these are the promotional availability in any organization. If you are continue for a longer period, if you feel your presence or your functioning is felt by the management that you are the right person to appoint as a branch manager, then in that case it is called as a promotion. Then it depends on how you have performed in the past and expected that you will perform the similar way, rather more forcefully in future also. The bank officer who is working in the retail bank segment of the bank in general look forward for such an appointments in his career. Why retail banking I am referring to? Because most of the corporate banking and other type of a banking, the most of the things are controlled from the central office, and it is not a day-to-day requirement of the client. When the client or customer, when he approaches to the branch to transact certain kind of things, certain business, depositing the check, withdrawal of the cash, or operation of the locker, payment of certain utility bills, like that, these operations, but these activities are covered under the retail banking. Corporate is a large corporate, and their employee are approaching the bank for getting this kind of services done. So most of the time, the retail branch of the bank is having the main retail branch of the bank have the various other small functions, not like other business banking. So those who are working in the retail, it is expected that particular person, he has got overall knowledge and requirement, overall knowledge about the bank and overall requirement of the customer. So if both the things put together, ideally the person who has worked as a retail in the retail branch of the bank, he will be ideally considered for the branch manager's position. The bank officers working in the retail banking segment of the bank in general look forward for such kind of appointments. Becoming a manager is a stepping stone towards the development of one's career path in the bank. Naturally, if you have put a longer number of years of service and if you are doing the same job every day for the so many years and you have got enriched knowledge or you have got best knowledge of the industry about the bank you are aware, naturally you will be considered as the branch manager. But it all depends on your past performance, how the management is looking at you, and if the management thinks that you are the right person to appoint as a branch manager, you will be appointed as a branch manager. And this is considered as a promotion, elevation, higher, one more step. So this is considered, appointment as a branch manager is considered as a stepping stone, or it may be a milestone in one's career path. They also feel happy. When you got the promotion, naturally you will be happy. So he will also be happy at the confidence reposed by the organization or the bank. And at the same moment, he will have a little bit nervousness also, because of independent challenges are required to be faced by him. Earlier what was happening? Earlier, he was working as an independent person in respective department and he was looking after only the department. He knows the problems of the department, but when he works as a branch manager, the overall responsibility and overall challenges he need to face. So, this at the same time, not only he will be cheerful about his promotion, he will have at the same time little bit nervousness. It is not more nervousness, but little bit nervousness. Rather, he can be shake up with the problems that he may be required to face. So, once he is appointed, anybody is appointed as a branch manager, naturally, the responsibilities falls on him. So, the reaction of the branch manager to understand is very much important. And this is a general observation. It is not that these are the only hard and fast rules. The appointment as a branch managers of a good and a potential branch is the happiest moment in the career of the branch manager. See, there are different types of branches. Some branches are deposit oriented. Some branches are assets oriented. That means they are providing the loans to the customers. So more profitability will be there. Some branches are recognized as potential branches. That means not now, but in future. There will be ample business to do by the branch manager. At the same time, he will have worries about the past poor industrial relations. If he observes that this is a good branch, but any relation, past poor relationship with the customers, definitely it will be a challenging task for him. Similarly, bad loans granted by the earlier branch manager, then location of the center, it may be near to his place of residence, or that town may be far away from his place of residence. Then railroad communication, transport, commutation, it is very important nowadays. Then infrastructural facility like medical, schooling and the children for his personal life. Then language and the culture of the place. If he is changing the one state to another state, he has to understand and learn the language. After getting the proficiency in that language, he can very well dialogue with the customers. Otherwise, it will be considered as a failure for him. Then own personal problem, he might be having some other personal relationship or some other problems. That problem also he has to leave then and there only, and he will be worried about that. What will happen to those problems? And because of this, he will have a little bit nervousness, and this nervousness leads to diffidence. Perhaps it may affect his performance. Certain posting do favor the liking and choice of the appointment. Many times it so happens, he is already working in the difficult branch, and he is transferred, branch manager is transferred to another branch. Luckily, or maybe the management might have thought that he is the right person for this big branch. So, for him, it can be ideally posted at that branch. If the good branch he is getting, he is more and more sensitive, and he will be more and more he will be taking more and more challenges to perform in that kind of branch. So worries will be less, and he will be certainly enjoying to work as a branch manager. Once he is appointed as a branch manager, and once he accepts that he will be heading the branch, then mindset. There will be a different concept, mindset. The mindset needs to be developed by the branch manager. What the mindset consists of? The branch manager should take their assignment as a challenge. Branch manager's appointment, though it is a good occasion for the branch manager to perform, but it is to be taken as a challenge to perform. Then it should make up his mind to face the situation in a positive spirit. Then accept a job as a challenge. The job itself has to be accepted by him as a challenge. Many problems, situation faced by the present day branch manager is that their day-to-day work then can be successfully dealt with the developing of the habit of taking the problem and the situation at the management challenge and going about it in that manner. So, escalation of the problems, undertaking the problems, solving the problems, then and there, or delegation of the resolution of the problem are some of the tasks that branch manager has to perform. Understanding the role and function is very much essential for any branch manager who is taking charge of any branch. Maybe it is new branch, maybe it is existing branch, or he may be appointed as a new, or he may be transferred as an existing branch manager. So, he should have a role clarity about his job. Then, he should have ability to guide their fellow officers about their roles and functions. Then normally the bank officers are not fully aware of their job. Sometimes while taking the decision, he takes, even though he is expected to take the decision, he is not taking the decision, but he is escalating and pass on that issue to his higher ups and making them to take a decision, and then he will be only performing as a conveyor of the decision, which is not a good quality of any branch manager. Decision making, of course, we are talking about the decision making and time management in subsequent chapters, but at this moment we have to keep in mind that any branch manager should have ability to take decisions. They are not suitably trained for or any told about it. Many times in any organization it happens that the training is provided other than the managers. But manager being a position who will be acting as a face of the bank, who must know all the products and services to be offered to the customers, need to be trained. That is expected, but most of the organization, they are not providing such kind of training. Or maybe they are providing the training, but certain branch managers are not enrolled themselves or not given an opportunity to undergo that kind of training. Understand the duties and functions, or functional responsibilities, that is also more important. Organization and organize and implement their departmental and sectional activities. See, once he entered into the branch, there are many department functions, say for savings department, current account department, fixed deposit department, loan department, bills department, like that different departments are there. And these departments are headed by the senior staff or the officers. There should be a coordination from and within the branch, as well as the same coordination should be replicated to the corporate, zonal or regional office. All these activities, though it is existing, there may be some gap because of the personal relations or because of some gaps in the systems. It is not getting directly reflected to the higher authorities. Branch manager's role is to bring all those units together, and as per the requirement of the bank, this is to be monitored. This is what it is expected by the branch manager. As far as his role and function is concerned, organize and implement the departmental and sectional activity is first and foremost a challenge for the branch manager. Once he has taken the charge or he is about to take charge as a branch manager, then the interface with the regional managers, zonal managers, or meeting the past branch managers is very much essential for him to know how he is kept in that branch and how he is comfortable in handling the branch day-to-day operations. So, first and foremost duty once he is appointed as a branch manager is to send a thanksgiving to the higher authorities. It is customary. Once he receives the letter, appointed as a branch manager, he should respond and thanks to his authority, to higher authorities who issued the letter, and that is an acknowledgement has to be sent by him. Personal letter of the thanks to the appointing authority, and it is followed by the immediate higher authorities, should be given by the branch manager. Then call to the controlling office. Naturally, he has to liaise with, being a branch manager, he has to connect almost all the department heads who are sitting at the controlling office or the regional office or zonal office. So he has to call in person to know more and more about the expectation of their higher-ups and how they view the branch under their control. Definitely, it must be made known to them that I will be as a branch manager functioning here. If you have anything specific, that you please let me know so that I can improve further according to my understanding or my the authority or offer given to me or opportunity given to me. The appointment may be sought while addressing the letter of the thanks. Then earn the grudging admiration and the mutual respect for each other are the qualities expected from the branch manager. In addition to all these higher-ups and everything, when he enters into one branch and he is appointed as one of the branch manager, he is expected to interact with the past branch manager so as to understand better the performance of the branch, to know their viewpoint and also the origin of the problem, if any, and the remedial measures or action taken by them, and if the problem is persisting, what action is expected by the current branch manager. To understand this, the meeting with the past branch manager is very much required. Then visiting and discussing with each department and the controlling office. Naturally, simply saying the thanks and going and giving in writing the thanksgiving letter, that will not solve the problem. In person, when you visit the heads of the department, that creates a good impression about the about yourself as a branch manager or for the branch also. The time should also be taken out to visit each and every department at the controlling offices and to know their views about the branch, to know recalcitrant staff members. This information will be immensely helped for tackling such staff members at the branch. All the people are not of the similar nature or all may not be having the positive attitude. There are certain employees in the branch who are always having the negative approach, non-cooperative, and that creates the problem for the branch managers, and to tackle them, he has to act very smartly. Studying the staff profile, reading the latest audit report and the inspection report of the branch is a subsequent step when you take a charge and appointed, when you appointed as a branch manager and you are about to take a charge. Deeper study of the staff profile and the time spent at the HR department at the controlling office will make the branch manager job easy and developing their own plan. Each and every employee's profile, if the branch manager know, and if they create any problem, the branch manager is expected to know their weak point also, not a strong point. Strong point, they are always having the negative approach, that is a strong point of them. But to tackle them, branch manager has to be a very, very instrumental, because he has to resolve the issues. And if any problem is created by them, those problems need to be sorted out by the branch manager. Similarly, for audit and inspection report, it will bring the entire spectrum of the branches functioning under all its dimension. Detailed note on the silent points may be prepared, and this will help in setting out their priorities. ABC analysis, what is this ABC analysis? In subsequent chapter we will see, and this ABC analysis of the branch for the preparation of the blueprint of the action plan which is required to be prepared by the branch manager, that we will discuss in subsequent chapters. Thank you very much for this.